I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A new report from the Federal Government Accountability Office finds that Army reservists in Iraq and Afghanistan often aren't getting paid what they should for their service. The study cites faulty computer systems and a lack of resources to deal with the problem. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, how bad does the GAO say this problem is?
Well, they looked at just a few cases for this study, 348 soldiers, and found that 332 of them, that's 95%, had something wrong with their paycheck. If you extrapolate that out to, say, the 100,000 Army Reserve, 176,000 Army National Guard that have been mobilized since September 11th, all paid out of that same system, gives you an idea of the potential magnitude of the problem. You know, because of what the GAO cites as a real lack of oversight here, nobody's looking out for these soldiers, so they end up responsible for whether or not they get the right pay.
Did you say 95%?
95%.
What kind of errors did they find there?
It's more like what errors didn't they find. Greg Coots helped conduct this GAO study, and he says there was a wide variety.
We found overpayments where soldiers were being paid either when they weren't deployed or after they had been demobilized. We found soldiers that weren't being paid. We found errors for virtually all the soldiers deployed overseas with their combat zone tax exclusion. We found erroneous debts, which means that they in the future have their wages garnished. So it's a wide variety of errors.
And he cited, for example, one overpayment where a soldier was still getting active duty pay. His paperwork apparently had him mobilized in a combat zone, but he was actually home, and he got about $52,000 in pay. And as he mentioned, they found numerous examples where soldiers weren't given their what's called the combat zone tax exclusion that active duty soldiers get. So taxes were withheld, and then they were paid back, and it all created quite a paperwork nightmare.
I'll bet the GAO, somebody there wants to buy a whole bunch of new computers.
They do. They say computers are part of the problem, but the bigger issue here is that apparently the personnel and pay systems aren't integrated. So you have basically the Army Reserve HR department not talking to the accounting department. So there's faulty tracking of things like promotions, at least on computer. But Coots also noted, you know, that the current system that they're paying reserve soldiers out of wasn't designed for the kind of mobilizations that we're seeing today. It was really designed for weekend drill duty and small periods of pay versus soldiers that are now gone for 1 to 2 years. So they do need a new computer system. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we are scamming the email spammers.
Okay. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.